you are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare.
I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike. It is Saturday, March 18th, and we're going to be talking The Originals. Yes, the episode aired last night on the CW, Season 4, Episode 1, the premiere, Gather Up the Killaws. But I know for the past couple of seasons, I've been recording these recaps by myself. And I was talking to my good friend, Kristen, of AccordingToKristen.com, and she was like, Mike, I'm such a loser. I didn't record any of the Vampire Diaries because you're the greatest. And I was like, yeah, I know. And she was like, would you allow me to grace your presence with my inferiority? And I was like, Kristen, come on board. So, Kristen, you and I are going to be doing the Originals now every week. I'm excited.
Yes, but
I'm excited.
All of that you just said was false.
That's what I remember when I was sleeping last night.
I'm sure that's what you remember.
That's what it was. Like, and then it got weirder in my dream. But then, you know, we won't go there. But, yes, you and I are going to be talking The Originals, which is going to be pretty awesome. Yes. It airs every Friday night. I did hit you up yesterday. I was like, hey, let's do it tonight. And you're like, oh, I'm sleepy. So we didn't get to do it last night. So it's going to kind of vary, people out there. It's either going to be we might get a whim and watch the episode that Friday night. Now, she lives in Florida and I live in Texas, so our hours are a little bit different. So you never know. You might get a review that Friday night after the episode or Saturday morning or either Sunday morning. But we're going to knock it out. So episode one, overall, before I get into the how did you feel about the premiere?
I thought it was amazing.
Yes!
Can I just say girl power in this episode?
Dude, holy crap balls. I was tweeting, Haley is a beast. And like, Yes. Oh, she's so awesome.
I'm glad that they have her going in that direction, though, because when she first came on, she wasn't that badass.
Now, were you saying first came on like in the show or like last season? With everything.
No, in the beginning of the show, not last season.
Okay.
Yeah, because as the seasons have gone on, she's getting like progressively more badass.
Right. Yeah, she's definitely showing the queen. Yes. You know? Oh, dude, she was just, let's just jump into that. I mean, I totally agree with you. I think this was an awesome premiere. It was great to set off. I think this premiere was better than the Vampire Diaries series finale. I know that you and Keisha did something for the series finale. Did you feel that the Vampire Diaries, real quick, did that feel like a series finale to you? Because it didn't for me.
It didn't. It didn't. Because, I mean, the stories were wrapped up.
Right.
So in that way, yeah. But I felt like it should have been like a 2-hour finale.
I would agree.
Because I think they kind of like rushed into the... Okay, now we're just going to sum everything up.
Yeah, I totally agree. I didn't feel like I was like, this is the series finale. I should feel like this premiere of The Originals. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because I was a little worried because I was wondering, are they going to wake up any of the Michelsons the first premiere episode? You know, because
yeah.
I was like, oh, crap, we're going to be dealing with, you know, all these other vampires and everything else. But nope. They went, yes. All right, so... Let's talk about some of the stuff that I have in my notes. Mm-hmm. And since you started off with Haley, dude, I got so excited because isn't this the first time we've actually seen Haley turn into a wolf?
I don't think it's the first
like
time.
Like a straight up wolf. Now, I'm not talking about eyes and little teeth. I'm talking because even Klaus, we've never seen him take a wolf form. Because I've been waiting this entire time. And do your little research because I can see your mind working. I don't think we've ever had this before where we've actually seen them, you know. Now, don't get me wrong, a wolf in the distance, but to actually see Haley turn into it and then rip, you know, throats and hearts out of vampires.
Yeah, because I think we've seen her as a wolf, but never, like, turning into one
right.
in a moment like that.
Yeah.
and then doing what she did. I don't think that happened, but I think we did see her as a wolf.
That's your homework assignment. I need you to find out. Also, fans out there, let us know, because I swear this is the first time. Because when she turned, I literally had to stop, rewind. I was like, not only is she a badass, but she looks good as a wolf.
I know. She's even a pretty wolf.
Dude, she whooped ass. That was just awesome. So that was probably you and I probably have to agree that was probably one of our favorite parts. Whole scene there. And then Elijah coming. Oh, and then they kiss. Yeah, I'd kiss Elijah too. I mean, Haley, I wouldn't.
Who
care.
Wouldn't? I mean,
The dude's good. So that was a huge moment there. And probably the other part before we get into the little parts, Klaus fights Alistair.
Was a douche, by the way.
He was a big douche. But you know what? I mean, Alistair had his reasoning. At first I was like, okay, this guy's just a stuck up douchebag vampire. But then when he starts explaining that Klaus compelled him to kill his family.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Klaus had some issues back then, you know, it's before he became a dad. So I thought Alistair was going to be a new bad guy. I thought he was going to last longer than he did.
I did too.
But that was pretty badass. I gave it to Marcel and him. That was a good plan to have him kill those guys. I thought it was awesome. I mean, it's obvious in this episode you learned that if you talk about hope, Klaus is not a happy camper.
No.
You know, so that was just badass. I think that was one of my favorite parts. Those two parts, the wolf and then Klaus just killing everybody, was great. Hope, she's about what, 5, 6, 7 years old now? It's been 5 years since the Malcolmsons had fallen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Hope?
You know, it's funny because I know that the actress that plays her is like 10.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So I'm like, is this like a Twilight thing? Like she appears more grown than she actually is, because I'm like, that doesn't look like a 5-year-old.
You don't think so? Well, I mean, because she was a baby. She was definitely a baby when we last saw her in season 3. So she seems a little older than 5 years, you know, 6 or 7. That's what I have. I have 6 or 7. Either way, I think she's going to be a great addition to the, you know, to the series. I cannot wait to see, because remember, we used to see what she did was the baby.
Yes.
And imagine what she's going to do as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You threaten her family. She says, okay, now what do you think about those? the symbols at the end of this episode?
I have no idea, because I even looked up to see if one of the writers explained what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I forget his name, Narducci. I know it's his last name.
Okay.
But he's one of the writers for the episode.
Okay.
And he said that it's like a serpent that's like eating itself.
Haven't we seen that before?
I don't know, because when I first saw it on the wall in New Orleans, I thought it looked like Elena's necklace.
I swear I've seen it before. If it hasn't been the Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, or one of these shows where I've seen a serpent, Sleepy Hollow, something where it's a serpent eating another serpent. Oh, man, and now that I'm talking to you about it, it wasn't Game of Thrones, was it? It was a full circle thing. It might have been Sleepy Hollow. There's something about it. I don't know what it is, but she's drawing them all over her freaking room.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah, because when I saw it, I was thinking that it looked like Elena's necklace, and then I'm like, that would be a way for them to tie in the Vampire Diaries. Like, where did that necklace come from?
True that.
But I don't know.
You think?
I don't know, but like the Mary didn't think it was weird seeing all those drawings on the floor.
I don't think Mary looked. but Mary needs to get her snap together. But yeah, because I would have figured she would have, but maybe not. I mean, you walk in, Hope's had a nightmare, and you just want to confront, comfort the little girl. But when they panned down, I was like, look down, Mary. Look down. So do you think she, because I mean, this is the same symbol that poor little Adam saw the light when he was walking through the little house at the end of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a bad person? Do you think Hope is seeing visions? Do you think Hope is part of this serpent thing? I mean, they're being put all over the city. No one knows who's doing it. Or do you think it's the witch? Do you think it's the witches?
I can't even come up with a theory.
Yeah, neither can I. I was trying to figure it out. I was like,
and I think it's
witches?
Because we don't really know all that much about Hope, because even the things that they showed as of her as a baby, like when she stopped the car.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we just don't know. Nobody really knows what kind of power she has. And I think that's part of what the season is going to be about.
I think so, too. And it's obvious because Haley definitely makes a point to let all of us know that
she doesn't even know.
She doesn't even know. So, you know, there has to have been some type of episodes with Hope and her power leading up to this moment. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see Hope whoop ass because she whooped ass as a baby.
Yep.
And she just said, goo, goo, gah, and bam. And now, oh, man, I can't wait. I can't freaking wait. Let's see what else. What did you think about Vincent in this episode? How are you feeling about him?
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with Vincent because I think he spent so much time trying to run away from the power that he does have.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden he's trying to be like king shit, like making all the decisions.
Right.
So I'm like, he kind of annoys me a little bit, but at the same time, I kind of like him.
You know what? I think I would have to agree with you on that. I think, I think you're right. We got so used to him, like, no, I don't want this power. I just want to be a normal person. And then when they gave it to him, I mean, he really took it. Like, he's taking the reins. It's almost like a little douchebag-ish, kind of.
Mm-hmm,
like
exactly.
A little cocky, you know? I've always liked Vincent, but there sometimes the stuff that he says, I'm like, dude, chill out.
I did like what he said to Klaus, though.
About, oh,
I know you probably didn't because he mentioned Cammy.
And if anybody knows, if you've been listening to my stuff and of course stuff that me and Chris, yeah, I've never been. I mean, follow me on Twitter and I would get into battles with her and with Kristen and Keisha, people on Twitter because I am not a fan of Cammy. I never liked, you know, I never cared too much for her. And then when she became a vampire and then tried to be, it just, yeah. But I have to admit, Vincent's saying about Cammy to Klaus, I thought that was pretty, that was a smart move. And I thought it was good. I liked Klaus with Cammy because he kind of calmed him down a little bit. But I don't know. I just, as you can tell, I'm still torn by Cammy. I just want Caroline to get her ass over from the Vampire Diaries so she can get with Klaus.
Oh, God. You're one of those.
I'm one of those. I think that's a good balance. If anybody can,
I think it is too. I wasn't mad at that. I actually liked the idea of her with Klaus better than her with Stefan.
I'd agree with that.
I didn't hate the Stefan thing either, but I actually kind of liked her with Klaus better. But I think now that Cammy's gone, I think she does. Caroline would be a nice, not replacement.
No, I think she'd be a great anchor for Klaus.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I see. And that's why I think I liked Cammy was because she was trying to show Klaus that he had another side, which I think could be helpful for him, because obviously when he has that one destructive Klaus side, he makes way too many enemies. So I think he needs some kind of a balance. And I think Cammy gave that to him, even though you hate her.
I don't know.
I think she's even still giving him something. Because
you know what? Hold on. I don't think Cammy. Okay, definitely what you're saying, I can see it. For me, I think Cammy was a better off shrink for Klaus. I think Cammy was able to kind of help him talk about his demons and make him realize. I'll give Cammy that because that's what. But when it crossed over, and then she became a vampire, and then she was trying to tell Klaus and trying to be macho and da 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 da. That's where it got. Like Cammy should have stayed a shrink. But you know what? I'll take Cammy. She started the process. But I don't give Cammy props for really changing Klaus. I think that I'll take Cammy as her as doctor.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying about Cammy, I think that's what Caroline will do. I think Caroline is going to come in and really it would be great to see her really if she does. I mean, who knows? I mean, I know they hinted it.
I think for the beginning, Cammy was like a fill-in for Caroline as far as what Klaus saw. I mean, she was a blonde. She, you know what I mean?
No, like, I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. I could see that. So he was definitely – so you're saying that Cammy was sloppy seconds?
Basically. No, but I still like Cammy, so –
I mean, no, you know, she had her moments. You know, she's just one of those characters where
you didn't care whether she was on or not.
I think Cammy was good. I think what Cammy was good about was like, hey, we need a secret weapon. Go to Cammy's house and go get it. That's it. Like she just had a closet full of all this stuff. And it's like, hey, we need a magic wand. Cammy, she's got everything. I think that was her superpower. Talking and trying to get people and break down wall, blah, 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 whatever. Because we see what happened to her.
Yes. Don't be mean.
I love it. and since we're talking about Cammy, what was the chick's hot chick's name that was Klaus's first girlfriend? The redhead who hated Cammy?
Rebecca?
Not Rebecca. That's the sister.
Oh, no. That's her name in real life.
Yeah. You know the real life people. I know by the names. I cannot remember her. What? Isn't she still in the wall? Didn't Klaus put her in the wall?
I don't know.
I can't remember where she went. I can't.
Yeah, and they kept showing that, but
that's what
I couldn't remember whether she had gotten out or not. I think she did,
but I just can't. I can't put my finger on it. So everybody that's listening, let us know. Remind us, because I bet the whole time every time I would go into a house, I'm like, oh, is she going to be in it? Because I mean, it's been 5 years. I know Klaus was stuck in there, and I know. At one point, and I don't know where she's at. I know she's not dead, right? They didn't kill her. I think he wanted it. Yeah, the last time I saw her, she was in the wall of the house.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay,
by
good,
the way.
Good. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I think you and I are on the same page as Vincent. Curious to see how that's going to go. It looks like Vincent's going to get a lady friend.
Yes,
you know, he had the hots for that, but I think now she's going to be torn because once they find out whatever happens to poor little Adam, I don't think Vincent's going to be able to. Getting any witch love.
You know what I thought was funny? Josh.
Oh, God.
I feel like in this season, they like changed his character personality.
You think?
Because I don't remember him being like that.
To me, he was the same. I mean, now I look at him like, wow, Josh is busting tables. When Josh, to me, was a big part of last season. I think he was just, I mean, and I know what I'm saying was he wasn't making moves,
yeah.
But he was definitely involved in this, you know, Marcel originals drama. You know, I would have thought, you know, to see Josh doing, you know, busting tables, which is nothing wrong with busting tables. I did it at the Olive Garden. I'm just saying, I was like, really? That's what he's doing now? 5 years in this? I figured you'd be up there a little bit, you know, like with Marcel. You know,
for real, Marcel's holding him down.
I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah. What did you think of Marcel?
He's on a major power trip.
Do you think it's the stuff in him? You think it's the blood?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Marcel. I and that's what I like about this show is because even the bad guys I like, and even good. I mean, I like except Cammy, but yeah, Marcel is. I don't know. It's I blame the blood. And he's just doing his thing. I think it's going to backfire on him because I think, you know, now that the Michelsons are awake, which is awesome, and they're coming for Klaus, and that's the thing that's going to be, it's going to suck for Marcel because in the beginning, didn't Marcel kind of like defend Haley and Hope and no one's supposed to touch Haley?
Yes.
So that's going to be interesting to see because, you know, they're coming for Klaus, and I'm assuming Marcel is going to be like, I don't know, but it seems like Marcel is going to be stuck, wedged between stuff. So I don't know. And then
well, I mean, isn't that still part of the storyline is that if Klaus dies, the whole sire line dies, which means he dies?
No, because it didn't, I think it didn't, in the beginning of this episode, Marcel says that he's no longer
tied to him.
Yeah.
Like sire to him.
Because I think the blood or whatever it was. You know, because that's what he said. I'm running the city. I'm no longer sire to you. You know, blah, blah, blah. The connection's broken off. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting because Hope's going to come. And then Rebecca. Oh, I love Rebecca. Rebecca's going to be coming, which it's obvious they make it very clear that Rebecca still has feelings for Marcel. Marcel still has feelings for Rebecca. So it's going to be weird. It's going to be interesting because I don't think Klaus is going to be too happy once he gets out that Marcel did all this stuff for him for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be an ugly little reunion there.
Yes. Let's see what else.
Unless Marcel can do something to try and help hope in some way, which, I mean, he kind of is, but unless he can do something like that to get back in Klaus's, like, good graces, I think he might be in trouble.
Yeah, I think so. I totally agree with you on that. I think when it's all done, everyone's going to be sitting there. Marcel's going to be like, I was just joking. Come on, guys. I was just looking at all. But you know what? I mean, hopefully Elijah will understand. I don't even know, because I was wondering if Elijah could be the neutral party, being like, you know, we did do crap to Marcel in the past. But Marcel bit Elijah, you know? Yeah. And at the end of the
– And Cole.
Yeah. And at the end – and Cole comes back too by the commercial, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be a happy camper. So it's going to be interesting to see, because next week's episode, they're all coming. And it looks like Elijah and Marcel face off in some type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, Marcel does have that bite. And if he does something, but I don't, it's going to be interesting, because then Becca's going to be there. And cannot wait to see what happens. Yeah, I think this premiere episode was great. I think it's definitely showing that it's going to be an interesting, intense season, yes, which is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Am I leaving anything out?
I don't think so.
Did you ever find out the notes? What happened to the chick?
No, her name is Aurora, though.
There you go.
But it says that Lucien let her out of that.
That's right, didn't he?
But then I don't know what happens after that.
I can't remember if she, like, left or whatever. I swear that Klaus put her in there. But Lucien, I don't know. But I can't wait to see. Aurora was hot also. Hotter than Cammy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she had issues. Aurora did, but she's a little chemically imbalanced. But
yes, very.
She'd be a hot, crazy girlfriend. Cammy would be just a annoying girlfriend. Like, always trying to change you. See?
Oh, my God.
It's true, though. She would. Trust me. I've dated a lot of girls in my days, Kristen. I've had a couple of Cammies in my life. Maybe that's why I have such.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why you hate her.
Maybe that's why I hate her, because I'm getting these flashbacks. I'm like, oh, my God. I hated that girl. So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the episode?
10. I loved it.
I agree. I cannot wait. Favorite part? What was your one favorite part? The whole entire episode.
Haley, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to.
And even, what's her face? Freya.
Ooh.
She was like, I don't negotiate.
Or
when it comes to my family.
Or when that vampire came up and she just twisted her hand. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Freya's, you know, and that's one character I've been kind of, in the beginning, I was like, okay, I like her. She's hot. And she's powerful. But then she started annoying me. But then I liked her, so it's like, and that's what I like about shows like this. If you can play with my emotions like that,
yeah, make you hate someone one minute,
and then like them. So Freya is that person, and for her to bring everybody back, she's got brownie points in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not playing either at all.
No.
What do you think they're gonna? And they're gonna kidnap. Do you think we're gonna see more of this Austin werewolf? Because I mean,
ooh, the girl,
yeah,
the girl that they took,
yeah.
Well, I think so, because that actress was on another CW show called Containment that was canceled.
Oh,
so they brought her on to the originals. So I think she probably is going to play a part throughout
cool.
the season.
That's going to be good. Mm-hmm. A new clan, and she's the last of her clan.
Plus, she's the only one.
Yeah. So hopefully she's going to be. Hopefully she'll be back. She seems kind of weak, but I mean, she did try to fight Haley, but I don't think she knows who Haley is.
No.
Like, you just can't. Come on.
I think she's going to know now.
Oh, she is definitely for sure. Wait till she meets. Yeah, I don't think she even knows who the Michelsons are. She definitely didn't know who Freya was.
No.
So we'll see what happens. So, all right. So you and I both give it a 10. We love the premiere episode. Can't wait to see what episode 2 turns out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll see Aurora. I did see in the commercial. Did you see that Cammy? I'm assuming these are flashbacks for Klaus.
Or hallucinations.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Hallucinations. Yeah. So, once again, I thought I wouldn't have to deal with Cammy anymore. And there she is, throwing salt in his wounds once again, like she always does.
She's not throwing salt. She's saying that his family's alive because of him.
I'm just saying, always pushing
She's
buttons.
She's trying to keep him sane, Mike. You should be thankful for Cammy.
We will see, because as soon as I see her face, I'm like, ah!
Crap.
Why is she here? Can't you think of Aurora instead, Klaus?
No.
Come on. All right, so we're done with the first premiere recap. So if you're listening, people out there, feel free to leave a comment, tweet us, whatever you want to do. Let us know how you feel about the premiere episode. We're going to be doing this recap show, like I said, either Friday night after the episode, Saturday or Sunday. It's going to be up. It's going to be up during the weekend. So let all your peeps know that Kristen and I are not professionals. We're just fans of the show. I know
but we're awesome.
Well, we are awesome, but I know there's people out there who are like, guys, you didn't even know that Aurora would. No, we don't. We forget. I'm old.
I'm old.
And Kristen's older.
So, no, false.
There you go. So, Kristen, speaking of old, if they want to find your old ass, I know you're all over the internet. Where can people find you?
I'm on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter and Instagram at ThisIsKristen_, and Facebook at AccordingToKristen.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. If you scroll to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. You can find all our stuff there because you can actually get on audioboom.com. It'll take you to a channel which has our shows, which Kristen and I, plus some other of our friends, we recap not only the originals, but we also do The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead. So, and then there's other shows there as well. And then we're available on iTunes. If you want to go to iTunes, all you got to do is search Talking the Originals, and we're there as well. Twitter, Instagram is Mike Movie Guy. Facebook is iWatchMike. My Snapchat's on my blog, but everything will be on the blog, so go there and check that out. Like I said, we'll be back next week to talk more of the originals.
Wait, hold on. I want to give a shout-out to someone that is always retweeting our The Originals recaps.
Who's that?
It's The Originals AAF on Twitter.
Oh, okay. What's up, y'all?
Yes, they are friends, and they're always tweeting, live-tweeting the show and retweeting everything, so follow them.
So we're going to have to check them out on Twitter and start involving them on their stuff.
Yes.
See what they think. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So shout out to them. And then I think next week, once we find out some of the cities or the countries that are listening to me and Kristen, we'll shout out to that and everything else. And then hopefully if anybody retweets, shares, likes, I'll keep track of that so we can send some more shout outs. That would be kind of cool because mm-hmm. we're just fans of the show. And Kristen's an old fan.
Whatever, Mike.
All right. We'll be back next weekend. Peace out. Say goodbye, Kristen.
Bye.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare.
I'm going to keep you safe, always, and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.